and this scale as well, a diamond country. 96% of our revenues comes from oil, and maybe 3% from diamonds, and the remaining 1% comes from cement, samples, all these things were done. As an infrastructure, we constructed 3 new laboratories, modern ones, one in Luanda, equipped with at least 200 geoscientific equipment, and 2 smaller in the south of the country and in the northeast of the country. Also, another component of the plan was the capacity building. We trained a lot of young people that still working for the Geological Survey or other companies. That National Geological Plan is almost finished, and the interesting was full financed by the government with our money. No one helps us, no one wants to join us in finance, but we did it. Now we have better geological data, we have very good infrastructure in terms of laboratories, and we have trained people. After that, and that is 2017, I am not telling you stories because I was part of that process, okay? I was 4 years. I come back to Angola after I finished my studies in Germany, 1997, and I start working as advisor for the Minister of Geology and Mines at the time, as a teaching at the university and doing my private businesses. So I am as a private entrepreneur, not in mining and oil. I don't want conflict of interest, but in other sectors of the economy. After some years, I become then director. I went to Tanzania as director general of the former CIMIC, Southern Eastern African Mineral Center, now the Center for African Geoscience or something. I was there 4 years, then I come back. And I was appointed CEO of a state-owned mining company that exists anymore. I will tell you also some story about mining company. And I again start teaching at university, doing my business. I brought some ideas from my time in Tanzania, and together with other colleagues that are here, we worked on that mining code, on the National Geology Plan. And you know, when I was thinking to retire, in 2017, the president, João Lourenço, won the election at that time, invited me to become a minister. And the president decided to join 2 ministries, the Ministry of Oil and Gas and the Ministry for Geology and Mines, and invited that poor Angolan citizen to become the minister. I accept, without being a politician, but I accept, and now I am still betrayed to become a politician. And then we, so I was also in all that process together with colleagues on the new mining code, National Geology Plan. And then when I become the minister, one of the proposals I make to the president, I said, President, you are inviting me, yes, but if you accept 80% of my proposals, so I will become your minister. If not, thank you for the invitation. And the president accept most of my proposal. Some, he was a little bit so worried. I said, we need a new governance model for the sector. And that governance model looks like the ministry is in charge for policies and strategy and coordinating the sector. And we introduce a new body called the National Mineral Agency, in charge for regulatory issues, as well for promoting the sector to give the mining titles. And also I say the president, because this body, the CEO is appointed by the president, but I told the president, I have someone to run that body. And I old gentleman is here, Mr. Jacinto Rocha is here.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you just stand up, please? And that gentleman used to be director of mines in South Africa. I told you, you did enough for South Africa, now you'll come back and so, El Pongolo. Because we are just one country here in Africa. And he accept, and is now the chairman of, please, the chairman of that regulatory body, new body that we introduced, to separate things. Ministry look for policy, strategy, and they do regulation, concession, everything, so we can bring more transparency to the sector and mobilize more investment. After that, I said also to my boss, the other thing, you want less state intervention in the mine activities. And to lead by example, I said, President, the first thing, I will extinguish Ferrango, that state-owned mine company I was running for 12 years. And I say, it's not because the company is not performing well. The company was performing well. But if we want less intervention from the state in the mining activities, we must give something. And so we abolish that, we extinguish that company, but we use all the assets, people, the assets to implement the national regulatory agency. So no one's remained without its job, everything went smoothly. After that, we said now we have to promote the sector and to say that till that time we have in Angola only one big company in mine, that is Alrosa from Russia, that is involved in diamond mining. After that, from 2017 till now, at least we managed to have three big companies in our country, Anglo-American, Rio Tinto, De Beers, and we are expecting soon to have some more other big companies in the country. But so we attract a lot of junior miners that are doing different kind of exploration of minerals. And we also said value addition is very important, but you cannot just force value addition by law. It's not enough. You can do nice laws, but if you don't implement the things properly, that nothing will happen. Laws is not enough. So what we did, we decided that we start with diamonds. Since we have the first big kimberlite pipe in the world, called Katoka, and we are now maybe the fifth or fourth big diamond producer in the world. But by that time, we have only one factory for cutting and polishing of diamond, only one. That probably accounts not, we were not cutting even not 1% of the diamonds produced in our country. So we set up a hub for cutting and polishing of diamonds next to that big mine in northeast of the country. Very interesting place where we can set up till 40 factories. And in that short time, even with COVID, we managed to go from one cutting polish factory to almost eight. And we are telling you, if the price plays, in the next 4 years, we'll have probably 40 cutting and polishing factories in the country. And also, by that we changed the law, the regulations for cutting and polishing of diamonds. And for this mandate, since last year when the elections, the president won the election, and I was again invited to continue as a minister, I don't know for how long more, but our intention is that in that mandate we set up another hub, that time for factories, for cutting, polishing of ornamental rocks, since we are also producing and exporting a quite good quantity of granite and marble on blocks. So we'll establish also that hub
to promote implementation of more factories in the country. The other issue is local content and training. In that hub for the diamond, we set up there two schools, vocational training schools, one for cutting and polishing of diamond. We already trained more than 1,000 young people, and most of them are working on the factories there. And another vocational training school for electricians, mechanica, and other professionals that we need, not only in the mining sector, but as well in other sectors. People speak a lot about communities, participation of the communities having part of the revenue of the minerals being exploited in its area. And in the mining, Angola Mining Code, we already stated there that 5% of the industrial taxes is to be given to the municipalities, even if till now we don't have municipality election. We'll have it soon. But we state that already in the mining code, and we are now implementing that. So the municipalities can have that revenue to implement the project. We sometimes speak about illegal mining, artisanal mining. I told, and I am telling my colleagues daily, so long I am the minister, I will not promote artisanal mining in our country. We did a special regulation for small-scale mining, well-organized, using proper equipment. That we want, but not artisanal mining the way we know, illegal mining, no. That helps no one. That is I'm convinced that we are only 30 million people in Angola. 10 million are in the capital city, Luanda. Then we have four other cities where probably other 20 million people are. The remaining people are in small cities, in rural areas where very less people. So there is no pressure, okay, in terms of population to be engaged in artisanal mining. What we are doing, our mining company, Diamond Mining Company, is working on projects, agriculture, other projects, so we can engage the communities, the young people in that areas, doing a proper good job. Because when you do artisanal mining, diamond mining at least, illegal mining sometimes, that people will not become rich. They will have some other problems, health problems, other things. Okay, so better we look how we can help them with education, with training, with jobs, make them entrepreneurs instead of having them doing artisanal mining. And now we are working in another very interesting project. So we, the mining sector, are working on a very interesting project, holistic project, with schools, agriculture, for the mining region. That is the way we think we can improve the life condition of the communities. The other thing we did in the two main diamond mining provinces, they have universities, but the facilities at the universities were not so good. We have decided that we are sponsoring better facilities for that. We are building new facilities for the universities in their provinces. Now, you know, the talk is about renewables, energy transition, all nice things, nice talk, you know. But at the end, we are coming back to minerals. Without minerals, no energy transition. So the story remains the same. We need minerals for all the modern things we want to do. At the start, people were saying and thinking, we don't need any more oil, we don't need any more gas, we don't need minerals. But some people say bullshit. We need minerals. we still need oil. Okay? Without oil, no cars. No car. It's not only the batteries, the car itself. We need oil. Okay? These things here, I think there is oil overall here. You can see oil, you can see minerals here. Why are you talking that we can't live without oil, without gas, without minerals? It's not possible. So what is needed is that we exploit that minerals, taking in consideration all the problems we are facing in the world, climate problems, all these things. Yes, we have to take in consideration. And in Angola, we are taking it in consideration. But if someone comes to us and say, you don't exploit nuclear oil, you will not accept it. And by now, you know, we import 80% of our needs on the derivatives of oil. We produce oil, crude oil, we export, and then we import 80% of diesel, gasoline, jet, all these things. So what are we gaining? See, nothing. We have only one refinery, very old refinery that covers 20% of our needs. We've decided we'll build 3 new refineries. They are building it. And we'll put petrochemical industry there. We are building a plant for ammonia and urea. We are building a steel factory. We are using more gas to power. Gas, cooking gas, do the fertilizers. All these things we'll do, we are doing, we'll do. If someone wants to join us, help us doing that, they are welcome. If not, we'll find a way to do it. We are not going anymore and say, please, please help us. No. Must be win-win cooperation. Okay? As I said, we are lucky enough in Angola that we have enough hydro potential. And our president said at COP in Glasgow, that we expect by 2025 that 70% of our energy will come from clean sources, hydropower, gas, and also we are developing solar energy projects. Okay? By using financing and direct investment. Our national oil company, we told them they have to become an energy company. And they start already two solar projects with its partner. We start green hydrogen project with German partners. We are discussing a second green hydrogen project. We are also discussing eolic project. We are discussing with our partners to still use more clean energy in our oil platforms. What more are we doing? In our hub, for the diamond factories, part of the energy comes from solar panels. And shortly, I launched a petrol station. Well, probably I told already this story. Please, the ones who listen to the story, keep quiet, but maybe someone don't know the story now. I launched that petrol station, and some people in my country commented, oh, the minister has too much time, even go to launch a petrol station. He don't have work to do, just taking the salaries from taxpayers, not working properly. But you know the story. Our national oil company in Total Energy decided to make a joint venture zone in distribution. And the idea first was Total Energy will take 50 petrol stations from Sonangol and upgrade it. I said, no, you have also to do some new petrol station, add new petrol station. And they said, yes, they agreed. And then they invited me to launch one of the petrol stations. I went there, it was very nice. and increasing that petrol station is 50% of the energy solar energy. For the first time, we have a point to charge the electric vehicles. We have already electric vehicles in Angola. Sunman, Smartman, so a very good niche to have taxis, electric taxis in Angola. So in that petrol station, as we have the possibility to charge the electric car. And in the shopping from that petrol station is not allowed to use plastic bags. So it's very interesting petrol station, and I went and launched the petrol station. And then I have to finish now. Let me, how many minutes more? 1 minute more? Thank you. And you see, we have a lot of examples that we are really doing that energy transition, but with our own agenda, not with agenda from side parties that are not interested in our development. Okay? That is the most important thing. Please, we African, don't think someone will give us for free our development. We have to do ourselves. Not talking. No, we have to do it by action. So, thank you.
Storyteller, you kind of forget that you have to tell them to maybe stop telling the stories, but we enjoyed it so much that I could not tell you to stop. So my session is over, but I will ask you to remain. We're going right through, so no networking here. Right to the next session, which will be led.
Manda agora, né?
Não sei se estás nos grupos da Avanço.
Acho que eu não tomo. Todo mundo está no
papel. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you,
Stacy. For setting up this meeting.